Bill Bellamy. What up, Billy? Bill?
Last week you let me co-host. I had the car while Jay was there because Jay thought I was about to take his job. I said, look, man, I just was in the hot sauce seat for one day. For one day. But I love y'all, man. Y'all been talking about Prince, man. I called in to let y'all know that I'm related to Prince, too. I mean, he got some chocolate people in his family, too. Everybody ain't light-skinned. But everybody that's light-skinned is trying to come out and say they relate to Prince. Al B. Sure, Michael Ealy, Chico DeBarge, and L. They both swear to God they first cousins.
Is there a height requirement?
You got to be under 5'6". You got to be roughly 5'3", and you got to wear Jimmy Choo boots. So that's going to cut out a lot of light-skinned people. Because everybody goes, because they want that three, which is about 450 million and counting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Including the dude in prison, Bill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He in there singing all Prince songs, trying to hopefully he can get out of there. But his light-skinned ass going to stay in there. They're not going to let him out. They're not going to let him out to get the money. You got to be outside to get this Prince money. You got to be outside. What else is going on in the news, man? Tell me what else is happening.
Steph Curry.
He related to Prince.
No.
He little. He shoot very, very well. Everybody know Prince was a good basketball player.
He played basketball, right?
No, I was talking about Steph Curry as an MVP pick.
Well, first of all, Steph Curry is the unanimous MVP, and the way he played last night, he's actually taking light-skinned people forward 25 years. Like, they back now. You know, light-skinned people are starting to talk slick. At Costco, they all, you know, they trying to get in the front of the line because of Steph Curry. He light-skinned. His wife light-skinned. The baby is transparent.
Riley.
They ain't even mix it up a little bit. They both, as my grandmama would say, high yellow.
And Charles Barkley was grilling Dwight Howard the other day. And he said, why do you think people don't like you?
Because he a bum.
Wow.
Dwight Howard was supposed to be Superman. He played like, what's Damon Wayans' character? No, what was Damon Wayans' character on that? Meteor Man?
Yeah.
Who he played like?
Meteor Man, not Superman.
He played like Meteor Man. Then also, too, man, that was Robert Townsend. Who was Damon Wayans' character?
Who was the superhero, Jay?
Oh, Blink
he
man.
Was handicapped. Handyman. He was Handyman. That's what he played like, Handyman.
Handyman.
And then also, too, let's just talk about this real quick. Let's talk about these people that are doing these crimes with their text messaging and emails for 1 second. I heard that earlier.
That was the mayor First of all, Flint, Michigan.
You get Donkey of the Year, okay?
Wow.
You get Donkey. When you commit a crime, you don't have an assistant. If you got an assistant, you're not built for crime.
Stay in your lane.
If you got an assistant that you are deferring to on your crime game, as soon as you get caught, who gonna tell?
Okay.
The assistant. If I'm a robber bank, it's just gonna be me. I'm not gonna be asking my assistant, hold the car. Make sure you come around. You know I like, make sure you get gas in it. Now they got a receipt of her going to get the gas. Mm-hmm. And now they got a receipt. The assistant is not what you need. You got to take it old school. Do it your damn self.
I'm with you, Bill. I am with you.
Right?
I'm 100%.
And you don't email or text what you want to do,
because
too.
If you do it yourself, who are you going to email? Yourself?
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
Some people are not built for crime, a.k.a. Jay. Jay will never be a good criminal. He always got hot sauce on him. So no matter where.
He's going to leave a trail.
He's always going to be some hot sauce and jalapenos around. So Jay can't do nothing. You know I'm down here in Baltimore about to tear up tonight, man, at the Baltimore Comedy Factory.
Oh, it's a great club, man. Yeah.
It's a great club right next to D.C. Jay, when you going to come open up for us, man? You funny as hell.
Who's on the show?
We got me, D-Lay, and my boy Jay Reed. We got three. That's all we need, the Magnificent Three Amigos.
And that's tonight?
Starting tonight.
And we'd have J. Anthony Brown if he sent us a case of hot sauce.
I will.
Bill Bellamy, Baltimore, get ready.
Kill him up, Billy.
All right, Bill.
Thank you, fellas.
Thanks for last week, too. Gotta be there at the top. You're not built for crime.
Okay.
If you got an assistant doing your work.
I'm just saying.
Gotta be there at the top. You got 4 minutes to make it there on time.